All right, let's be funny. Brand new from Architects, Giving Blood, from their album For Those That Wish to Exist, came out last Friday. And we listened to it, and it wasn't bad.
Like, it wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. It kind of tapered off halfway through. I listened to it again Saturday before we came in to do this, so today. And it kind of, I'm still kind of on that same vibe, but I think honestly, it's one of those records that you just kind of have to listen to get into.
That's and the like, vibe that I was getting from.
And it's one of those records, like, I'm not into this yet, but I know I'm going to be.
Exactly.
You know? And so that's kind of where I got from it. But either, like, I still would say that the singles that they released before the record came out, definitely their best songs on the record. And I think the rest of the record is just kind of reflective of the singles that they released.
Right. Like, the album starts with this, you know, not quite instrumental, but still opening, like, cinematic track.
Yeah. And which was really well done.
Then it drops into, in my opinion, both the heaviest and best song on the record.
Yeah. That song, like, I heard it, and I was like, oh, yeah, that
Black
makes
Lungs,
sense.
I think it was called.
Yeah, Black Lungs. That song makes sense as the opener. I was actually going to play that, and then I was like, I really do need to listen to this again, so I listened to this, and I came up with Giving Blood, which is obviously a song we haven't played before because it hasn't come out yet up until this past Friday. But anyway, my name is Austin, this is Greg, welcome to the show. Got there And yeah, we're turning it up again. I got it right this time. We're a rock and metal program. I don't know if you picked up on that just yet, but we air every Thursday night from 9 p.m. to 7, which means you got us for another hour and 45 minutes.
9 to 7?
Yeah. 2 hours. Reversed.
9 to 11.
9 to 11 is what I meant to say.
If you remember from the old days, it used to be 2 hours.
Oh, yeah,
from
2 hours from 9 to 10. That's what, yeah, that was a thing that we did.
And it was a mistake every time he said it.
It was.
You never went back in time, though. So
I know
this first.
I know. Well, I mean, this is, you know, kind of the rebirth of the show. So I had to come up with a new bit, right? Because this was totally planned. Yeah. Definitely planned. If you don't know anything about us, then you know everything you need to know right now. We have, like, it has become...
We make the set list 2 hours before we show up to record.
Maybe.
And then we wing it.
Pretty much. That's how we ended up doing a segment from AITA last week. I might do that again. It was still fun. Might just, like, find a random one. We'll go through it together. Just do a cold read of it.
Cold reads are fun.
Cold reads can be very fun. But moral of the story, though, is we're a rock program, so we play rock music. We opened the show with some brand new Gojira, which was absolutely incredible.
Yes.
Like,
Gojira always slaps.
But like,
slaps
that's
hard.
Just slaps. Like, it was incredible. So yeah, like I said, we're a rock and metal program. Every Thursday night from 9 to 10 for 2 hours, 7 to 9. And I'm just trying to confuse all
I'm
of this.
I'm so triggered right now.
And we play the rock that really rocks. I'm just kidding. We don't play classic rock. And by that, I mean we don't play the same 18 classic rock songs that classic rock stations play.
Plus the new Disturbed cover.
Plus the new Disturbed cover. What's the new Disturbed cover?
I don't know. Whatever it happens to be at the time.
That's funny. No, I was actually making a joke about classic rock stations, not about rock stations in general.
Who also play the same 18 classic rock songs in the new Disturbed cover.
And why 14 of them are the same AC/DC songs every single day, hour, minute.
If it works, it works.
I mean, it does, but like...
Half of our songs are 035 songs.
Look, I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm just saying it's not
only
appealing.
Guitar players will get that meme.
Musicians should get that meme. Most musicians. At least singers and guitar players. Because, like, especially if the singer plays guitar, which then makes them a guitar player. This is going nowhere fast. But... Anyway, what is going somewhere fast is I think it was either Friday or Thursday. I think I think it was actually Friday. Yeah, because also, which it's been announced already, so there's no lead into it, but I discovered on Friday that I am a featured X artist.
Which is incredible.
That is actually super incredible. I'm trying not to get in my head, though, because, like, I applied, and then I got, like, an email back about it, and I know two friends. I know JC from A Light Divided, who we'll hear from in a little bit, and our boy Kenway from In Ghosts, who we'll also hear about in a little bit, because, of course, we'll hear about In Ghosts. It's us.
We're both wearing In Ghosts hats, and I am wearing an In Ghosts hoodie.
I thought you were going to say hoodie for a second. I'm like, I'm wearing my Taylor hoodie. But, yeah, no, we are both wearing our In Ghosts hats. So I got an email back about it, and I was like, I got a response. Holy crap. Like, because I don't have any sort of confidence in my voice whatsoever. But however, I also don't like change my voice either, like actively try to change it. So like, it's, you know, kind of one of those like ruts that I get myself into. So anyway, I got the email back about it, but I saw it on my phone. And sometimes emails don't look quite as they're supposed to on your phone.
Especially if they're loaded down with like images.
Images and hyperlinks and stuff like that. And so I was like looking through this email. It was written correctly. Like, you know, there was no spelling errors. Like, it was written professionally is what I meant to say. But like the link buttons just looked a little sus. It was a little weird. And so I messaged Kenway, and I was like, hey, you just got, you know, proof for this. I applied to do this. When you applied, did you get this email back? And he's like, well, I was invited. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that was a thing. Okay. So immediately I'm like, I'm still a little sus about it, but now I'm just like, well, shoot, he got invited, which means that people know he's good. I'm sitting here trying to apply, like, look at me. And so I was like, well, let me see, like, because I assumed, but like, let me see if, you know, if JC knows anything. And so I messaged JC and I was like, hey, did you apply or were you invited to join? She was like, oh, I was invited. And I was like, okay, I applied. I got this email. I wanted to make sure, like, you know, it looked okay before I, you know, started clicking some of these links. And she's like, yeah, I don't know. I didn't get that email. And I was like, great, thanks. So I pulled it up on the computer. The email looked fine. And I was like, okay, this actually makes sense. Plus, followed through all the things. And
plus, yeah. I'm a bit of a techie, and I double checked the header and all of that. And
yeah,
the
we double checked
out.
Yeah, we double check the header, and then if you ever want to figure out like if a link, like a button that, you know, you're supposed to click looks kind of sus in your email, just hover your mouse over it. Somewhere, I'm assuming probably in like the bottom left or the bottom right corner of
the window.
Yeah, we call
those window. Alt tags. When you hover over an image, it shows you what it's linking to.
Yeah, and so as long as the link looks fine and it's not some weird jumble like of letters, or it's not like, you know, something fishy, like something that reads a little fishy, you're fine. And that's what we did.
And that's your tech tip of the day.
Yeah, tech tip of the day. Should we do that every week? No. I'll forget in like 5 minutes that was the thing that we just said. But what I won't forget, however, which is actually leading into this next song, is so I posted about it in I'm a subscriber for SiriusXM. I posted I'm in a fan group for it, but band members post in there, because like I've seen like members from Avoid in there. I've posted in there. Our friend Jackson from Designer Disguise has posted in there. So like, it's definitely like, you know, it's obviously, you know, geared towards their subscribers, but it's also, you know, kind of a way to, you know, meet with, you know, fans of music, and also kind of, you know, it's an open place to promote, as long as you're not doing it ridiculously. So the guitarist for this band posted their new video, which came out not too long ago, and I checked it out. I was really, really happy with it, and so I'm going to play it for you. This is a band called Widow 7, and the song is their brand new single called Therapy on WELT. Defeat and Ghosts, and before them, you heard A Light Divided. All those singers are on this website that I am now a part of called Featured X, which is super dope. Sounds echoey in here all of a sudden, but anyway, but yeah, like I said before that small break, we discovered Friday that I am now a Featured X artist, which basically, for those of you who don't know what Featured X is, it's a relatively new site where you can go and like book singers, guitarists, drummers, and whatnot to like be featured on a song. Recently, they also just added graphic designers, photographers, and videographers too. So it's like Fiverr, but with like bands that you know?
Right. So, or that you don't, but...
Well, I mean, yeah, like, there's plenty of band members that on there that you don't. There's this one dude, like, that just got on there, cause his name is, like, Austin Wired from, like, To Breathe Again or something. I don't know. Nobody knows who he is, and that's...
Yeah.
But then you have, like, you can get Brandon Soller from Atreyu to sing on your song.
Right. Or Phil Labonte.
Or from Phil Labonte from All the Remains. He actually, fun fact, so I announced it from our band account because of course I did, and then I just retweeted it on my account because of, you know, that's, yeah, it all makes sense. Phil actually followed me personally back on Twitter because of course I've been following Phil Labonte because I'm a huge All the Remains fan. But he followed me back and also retweeted our tweet, and I was like, that's dope.
Yeah, Phil's a cool dude. We follow him on Twitch, too.
Fun fact, two things, which is going to lead into our local spotlight that we're going to get started here in a second. Pierre's, we talked about it last week. They're coming back. April 2021. They have a kickoff show because we all remember when everything shut down, right?
Oh, yeah.
The weekend of St. Patrick's Day. Well, St. Patrick's Day this year... Things are starting to open up, and Pierre's is back. Bobby McGee's is already open. You can definitely check that out. They have specials and whatnot. By the way, all of this is just, you know, this is just us talking. Like, none of this is like, hey, can you please talk about us? Which is, you know, how this show has always been. But yeah, Bobby McGee's, it used to be Club Fuse, Views, Used, whatever. That place changed names all the time. But it was a dance club that was situated right behind the showroom that was Pierre's. So like the, you know, the room behind the stage, that was, you know, that club. It is now called Bobby McGee's. It's a restaurant, bar and grill type thing. They have a whole back pool area that if you move the tables, I'm just saying, perfect place for, you know, the smaller DIY shows. And then Pierre's is having a St. Patty's kickoff party. First show since Pierre shut down, which was before COVID. And it's a cover band, but it's a free show. And it's Pierre's.
Yeah.
Like, it is an opportunity to find... It's Brother and Woman.
Yeah, Woman.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, like, two cover bands, but, like... Still, it's Pierre's and it's free. Like, you're already, like, you were speaking my language at Pierre's. I would have paid for a cover band if it meant that I was going to Pierre's.
Right.
But it's also free, so it's even better.
I wish I could take that day off to go, but I'm going to have to work.
Yeah, unfortunately. But it'll be a lot of fun. I'm hoping to see a lot of people I know because us Pierre's family, we've been super sad. Granted, the Eclectic Room, the new Rockstar Lounge, they've been great places.
We made a Facebook group called Pierre's Family.
Oh, no, we were just invited to that. I think that was forever ago.
Not we. I mean, we as in the Pierre's
family
made a Facebook group called Pierre's Family.
Yeah, where, you know.
To remember Pierre's.
Right. And now it's back.
It's back.
Yeah. I'm so excited. Like, I'm excited to see where this goes. And with the company that bought it out, like, they're a reputable entertainment company.
I think we've been to one of their venues before.
Probably.
Barrington, I think it was.
Is that FM? Because FM Entertainment, they're known, at least to me, they're known for The Forge.
Yeah, that's the one that I was thinking of.
We haven't been to The Forge. Because I haven't been to The Forge.
Okay.
But I've heard of The Forge. Yeah, because like all of the that's a Pierre's sized venue. Yeah. Like as far as like the bands and stuff, but anyway, so yeah, we got that coming up, which is super awesome. That's going to be on St. Patrick's Day, so March 17th. Like I said, it's a free show and it's a chance to get back in to Pierre's, which is making their huge comeback in April.
Is your poll gonna still be there?
I hope so. I love that poll. Everyone hated that poll, but I'm like, that's my marker. That's my spot. But speaking of cover bands, though, our boys just got added to a tribute band that's coming through Fort Wayne. And also, speaking of the Rockstar Lounge, so hit up the Kickbacks because they're opening for Sabbath. Kickbacks are selling tickets. Obviously, you can get tickets on the Rockstar Lounge page, but it is a perfect lead-in to our local spotlight, which features the Kickbacks. This is their song, which, if you go to a Comets game, because those are back now, and they just increased the capacity.
I think they're undefeated right now, too.
Are they really? Good. They deserve. But anyway, you'll hear a slightly modified version of this song. The song is called Diesel Fiend by the Kickbacks on WELT. Rounding out your local spotlight for the evening, that was Reap What You Sow by Blood of Heroes off of their Symbolic Voices record. They are playing a big festival at the Muse.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, it's I think it's called Carnival. I forget the exact.
Oh, I am very familiar with Carnival. I got invited to play Carnival.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
As your
Dreadhorde.
As Dreadhorde? Oh, nice.
Yeah, I had to turn it down, obviously.
It's unfortunate,
But yeah, they invited me to play it, and I had to turn it down, and they said, well, we'd still love to have you come out.
Yeah, oh, okay, yeah, I think I actually do remember. I remember when this was going on.
Yeah.
But yeah, they have, like, Pharahound, they have, I think Demons of Rathaka's in there, Blood of Heroes is in there.
Yeah, this festival, it's the reschedule of the festival that was supposed to happen in June.
Yeah, the big,
the two-day
black metal, death metal type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's definitely a thing. Hit up the Muse on Main for all of that information. Speaking of the Muse on Main, and speaking of, I'm not big into tribute bands, but we are going to see the Sabbath tribute band because the Kickbacks are opening. Two-thirds of the Kickbacks are in a tribute band called Soda. It's something about Dying Angels.
System of Dying Angels.
Yeah. I really wanted to just say something about Dying Angels. I don't know. Just to kind of further my point that I don't really listen to a lot. I don't really care much for tribute bands, but like there's just like one band, like System of for something or Angels or whatever. But now that joke is ruined. But yeah, Soda's going to be doing their first show back, so that'll be fun. We always end up enjoying them because they always play like O'Sullivan's, so yeah. I think I can justify because it's our boys and we love them dearly. But anyway, not that we have any System of a Down coming up or Black Sabbath coming up, because you know we play the new rock that really rocks. Shifty eyes.
I'm cringing so hard.
Like, I listen to Jason Lee and Gluck, and like, that's just a common joke. It's the rock that really rocks. Like, now I just can't get that out of my head. But anyway, we are going to take a small break. And we're going to come back, and we're going to play more music. I know I say that every week, but just in case you're new, it's the thing we do. Plus, there's some PSAs that we got to get through, and you know, whatnot, and let everybody know about this station, which, again, can we talk about the fact that we're on year five? Like,
congratulations.
Like, that's huge. WELT is 5 years old. No longer 4 years old. They're 5 years old.
I'm 4 years old. Any Bill Cosby fans?
Like, I've only seen one of them, but, like, I will go to my grave saying that's, like, his best comedy sketch.
Oh, because it is.
Probably. That makes sense. I mean, like, it's based on ratings.
Himself.
Yeah. Bill Cosby. What a good time, and what a sad story.
Just stay away from pudding.
Stay away from pudding. Pudding! Anyway. Like I said, we'll be back. Taking us out of the hour. Like I said, we'll be back. We're not over yet. We have some more stuff to jam you. That sounds dirty. I mean, if you want us to, that's fine. But like,
jam it in your ear holes.
Darn right. But anyway, taking us out of the hour is a band that are just starting the tour. Super excited for them. Hoping that they're going to end up coming over to this side because we missed them in August, and I'm really sad that we had to miss them. But we missed them because they were very, very cautious, especially because their bassist kind of got COVID. Either got COVID or was like in direct contact. One of those two scenarios.
I think his brother had
COVID, but moral of the story, all that's over. They're on tour again. Super excited. If they're coming near you, always a good time. But one of my favorite independent bands, these guys are called Adelita's Way. The song is from their brand new album, Shine On, which came out last year. And the song is called All In. We'll be right back. It's called All In. We'll be right back. Welcome back. That was Skillet with You Ain't Ready on Turn It Up Again, WELT. I almost said live. I almost want to do that. If you have, I really wanted to call the show Nobody Asked, because like I thought that would be perfect, and because nobody really asked for my opinion, I just kind of freely give it, but like I'm not super obnoxious about it, you know?
Right.
And so I was like, what if we did Nobody Asked? Because like our conversations and like the things that I try to bring up on the show, it's fairly podcast like and I would like to start podcasting the show. And so I was like, what if our show was called Nobody Asked? Because, you know,
and
nobody
then
asked.
I did a search on Apple Podcasts, and there's like 7 Nobody Asked podcasts.
And all 7 of those Nobody Asked podcasts have Facebook pages. And I'm just like, ugh. So if you have any name suggestions, because I'm not in love with Turn It Up Again, but I needed a name, and that's the only one that kept sticking around. So I was like, we'll do that one. It's fine. We'll get over it. But if you have any name suggestions for the show, by all means, send them our way. We have an email. It's turnitupwelt@gmail.com. We have a Facebook page. It's still called Turn It Up Live. We have a Twitter and Instagram that say Turn It Up Again. But anyway, speaking, we were talking on the last hour about the satellite radio group that I'm in.
Yes.
Because, yeah, I'm a fan of them. And, also musicians posting there, and I'm a musician. Let's use the musician term loosely. I am musically inclined with a project. And so we discovered the band Widow 7, which we both really enjoyed. These guys, we played Among Us on the internet. Like, I mean, it's already an internet game, but like there was like a live stream going on at the same time too. So like it was like more internet that we were playing.
We played Among Us on stream with these guys.
With these guys. And it was super fun. They have a cover of Bad Guy that is, which brings us back to the whole internet, the satellite radio thing, that is starting to kind of take off, which is really good, by the way. Highly recommend checking that out. I'm not really big on covers unless they're like truly remarkable. And their cover is really good. Their original stuff is way better. And I have one of their original stuff right now. This is a band called Conquer Divide. It is an all-female group, and they are all fantastic human beings, let me tell you. And this song is called Chemicals on WELT. That was brand new from Atreyu, a song called Save Us. Super excited to hear more from that, because that was good.
Yeah.
I've been enjoying it, because like, it's not the first time I've heard it, but I have definitely been enjoying it, and like every time it comes on, I'm just like, yeah, this is good. And then it comes on for the third time of the day, I'm just like, all right, we can distance ourselves, that's fine. But anyway, and kind of sad, though, because I also really enjoyed Hell or High Water, which is Brandon Soller's other band. He actually had the one of the guitarists from the Used. I almost said the Muse. That's not correct at all, especially because that band is called Muse. So we kind of started this last week. I kind of want to do it again this week. There is a subreddit called AITA for bullying my mother about her cheating. Just kind of took a quick stab through the AITA subreddit, which is not called AITA, by the way, but to clean it up for radio's sake, AITA. And so we're going to cold read this together, and I want to have, you know, I want to have opinions and whatnot, because, you know, opinions are facts, and facts are, well, what makes the world go round. AITA for bullying my mother about her cheating. It happened yesterday, and to be honest, I don't think I am the a-hole. But my dad made me doubt it, so here I am. A little bit of context first. My mom cheated on my dad when I was 10 or 11 with one of his closest friends, and when my dad found out, she leaved us.
Left.
I'm sorry. I'm going to stop right here and say you are the a-hole, because you don't know how to spell. Left us is what you were going for there. But I digress. She left us to live with her brother. It was a really rough time for our family, and to be honest, at the time, I was sure that I would never saw my mom again. I'm going to read this word for word, so, you know, if it sounds wrong, it's because it's what she said. At least I think it's a she. I don't remember. I don't know, actually. I don't know. But it's user okreaction557. So insert whatever pronoun you wish. My brother and my dad never saw my mom again. My brother and my dad forgave her pretty quickly, but I didn't. She and my dad ended up getting back together, however. I just couldn't get out of my head how much of a mother she have been to me. She would often told me that I was a burden and that I'll be with them all my life because no man would ever want me. I was so young when she told me that, I'm still disgusted. She blamed me years later for my depression and often yelled at me because of it. She would throw a fit every time I forgot to do something that she asked me, even though I was already doing everything's in the house. Cleaning, laundry, taking care of the dog, everything's except... She spelled cooking as COOCKING. If you're going to post on a public forum, like, I'm not...
Is that three O's?
No, just two O's.
Then it's spelled correctly?
COOCKING.
Oh, there's an extra C.
Yeah. It looks like three O's. It makes me think that there are three O's and an unwanted C. That sounds terrible.
What?
COOCING. Look, I'm not dogging on you because I understand that spelling is not the most important thing in the world anymore. However, I feel like if you're going to post to a public forum, you should probably spell check your stuff. Anyway, makes reading it on a radio show that nobody listens to much nicer. Anyway, and after all that, she would still call me disgusting and messy. There's so much to add as in, like, you know, an advertisement, but, you know, ad, like an ad on your phone. Add to the story, but I don't want it to be too long. It's already kind of long. Anyway, I'm 20 now, moved out, soon to be married, and slowly getting better. We are staying at my parents' place only for a couple of weeks, but my mom find every little opportunities she have to start a fight with me. Right after I took a shower, she would go in the bathroom and start yelling that it's too wet. I don't know if you just felt the physical, just facepalmgasm that just hit me, but anyway. I was feeling bad for 2 days, and she called me lazy and disgusting for not cleaning around, even though I helped her to paint all of the walls from my former bedroom. Anyway, yesterday we were watching a movie, and a character that I really didn't like got a happy ending. I was a little bit disappointed, and my dad asked me why, so I told him. The character was a woman who cheated on her husband and made him help her lover to keep a job that he was losing. Losing is how that was spelled. I say that she was a bad person, and that I would have liked it better if they had split it up and learned something from this. This is when my mom went nuts. She started yelling that I have to shut my ungrateful mouth, grateful spelled with two L's, shut my ungrateful mouth up, that she was sick of hearing me disrespect her. She say that if I don't liked the show, I could just write my own story, even though it would probably be uninteresting and boring because I don't know how to write good characters.
Or at all, clearly.
I mean, look. And ended up telling me that she doesn't want to be my mother anymore. I couldn't even say anything because she was yelling so much, and every time I tried spell T-R-Y-E-D, to told her that it wasn't about her, she just told me to shut up. My dad called me a manipulative B and say that the fact that I tried to justify myself proved that I was guilty. Then my fiance go home, and the fight stopped. She have been ignoring me since then and give me nasty looks every time I talk to her. I already apologize for hurting her feelings, but she won't have it. So, Reddit, am I the bad guy here?
No.
To clear that up, no. Your mom cheated on your dad, and you don't support that kind of behavior, so no. Like, you're not...
I'm surprised the dad's defending the mom here.
Look, this is a very specific assumption. I'm probably wrong, but I could be right. I'm just saying, them doing the sex might be part of it. It is a thing. Anyway. But yeah, same. Like,
because that's a relationship ender, just right there.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
we both have firsthand experience with that in one way or another.
Yeah, we do. But, like, even still, like... You know, you did a bad thing, and yeah, okay, so maybe everyone around you forgave you. Like, you know, like, for example, you were just talking about, you know, both of us having experience on one end and the other. I happen to have been on the other. So, yeah, all of my friends were kind of like, oh, no, you're fine. Like, people make mistakes and whatnot. Or, like, one friend even said that she thought that my ex was cheating, which baffled me, but... you know, it's whatever. Like, the relationship was over, and also I met you, so it doesn't matter. But anyway, if someone is exhibiting a behavior, be it family, be it friend, be it a stranger that you don't like, you are not entitled, like, just because everyone else supports that behavior or supports that person and forgives that person for whatever behavior, whatever it is, if you, you know, if you don't support that person, that's on you. It doesn't make you an a-hole unless you start attacking them for it, or it's, you know, like, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was trying to say. So, no, this person is not an a-hole for not forgiving your mom. If you're not going to forgive someone for an action they've done, that's on you. That doesn't make you a bad person. And if they're going to attack you because they're expecting you to forgive them, don't forgive them.
Right. Like, it took me a long time to, you know, forgive the person in my life that was in this situation.
Right.
But we're over it now, and we're back to, you know, how things sort of used to be, and it's great.
Yeah. And, like, and for me, different example, but I had childhood trauma. The person that was responsible for that childhood trauma, I forgave them. I don't want to see him again. But, like, I forgave them, like, for myself. But that's also a personal choice that I made. And that was a choice that I had to make to, you know, kind of get right with myself, because I had a bunch of other stuff that was going on in my brain. But if you don't make that choice, then you don't make that choice. And just, like, you shouldn't make a choice just because everyone else is. That's how we get into this screwed up political climate that we're in. That's how we get up in any, honestly, it's just how we get hung up in any screwed up climate that we're in, is thinking that, well, everyone else is, why aren't you? You must be the bad person. Well, no, because, you know, there are a bunch of people that supported, you know, many dictators over the course of history. But there are also dictators that were abusing humans. Just because you have a lot of followers doesn't make you right. It just makes you popular. And in our experience, the popular kids, well, we could probably do without.
Yeah.
You know? So let us know. We have, like I said, we were talking about our socials earlier. We have Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Facebook is under Turn It Up Live because Facebook is dumb, but it's fine because I'm trying to find a new name anyway. Turn It Up again on Twitter and Instagram. Turn It Up WELT is the username across most platforms. So hit us up. Let us know what's let us know what you think. And if you have any Reddit stories, I wouldn't mind making this a thing. This is not a Reddit story. This is an album release. We have an album coming out tomorrow that I'm super excited for, out tomorrow being Friday. And then I think next week, there's another album coming out that a lot of people have been looking forward to. And it's these guys. They are doing a, they're filming a live stream, I think, either this week or next week or whatever. But you can go onto their website and, you know, do the tickets and whatnot. They are filming it at Sweetwater Studios, the theater over there. And I'm super excited because A, that theater is fantastic. And B, I have missed this band so hard because I didn't get to see them like in a really, in like their A, in their prime, but also B, in like their atmosphere, i.e. Pierre's, i.e. they're coming back. Both of them, Pierre's and this band. This band is called Raw. It is a brand new song that they just released about a month ago. It is called Intercorrupted on WELT. Their album is called You're Welcome. The song, Everything We Need, the band, A Day to Remember, all of that comes out tomorrow. I cannot tell. I think this is the album I've been looking forward to most so far this year.
I freaking love that song.
I love
that. If we didn't already have a song, that would be our song.
Yes. Like, it's just so good. Like, they came out with that and I was like, oh my god, like, y'all are freaking trying to make, you're bringing all us emos right back into it. But also, this album has been like 2 years like, we've known about this record for like 2 years.
Yeah, they've like, basically already toured this record
pretty much, and like
they pulled in Ghosts, they did it backwards, kind of.
Yeah, actually, because they like they released, like,
they did the Degenerates tour.
Yeah, they did Degenerates tour, which is where we saw them. But I mean, they've
that
been
was a good show.
Oh my god, that was such a good show, and like, just imagine how much better this show is gonna be.
And Beartooth, mm-hmm, and A Day to Remember.
Oh god, that
and
was
we're
just,
not gonna talk about the other band.
There was another band. I must have missed that band, man. The band was called Can't Swim. It's a hardcore band. I wasn't really into them, like, just in general. So, like, you know, take that how you will. If you're into that, if you're into that kind of thing, cool. But, like, I'm just saying, I got some, like, mild, we paid to be on this tour vibes. Okay, I'm just going to throw that out there.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Because I don't think, like, not a lot of people enjoyed them. But, like, I mean, some people did. And if you did, you did. That's cool. If you like a band, like a band. If you have an opinion that you believe, I can believe it. I just hit my mic stand. That was probably fantastic on the ears. But yeah, the A Day to Remember, chef's kiss. Anyway, speaking of albums that are really, really good, I've talked about this before, but this album surprised the ever-living crap out of me and is one of my favorite records from last year. We've played a couple songs from them, though. This is the single that they put out leading up to this record. The album is called Violent Allies. The band is called 10 Years. So that already, because like, I've been kind of hit or miss with 10 Years. Their last record was good. This album blew my mind. Like, if you remember when Breaking Benjamin released Ember, I didn't have many expectations for it, and then it was released, and I was like, oh, cool, the Breaking Benjamin album's, check this out. Had Attention not come out that same year, that record would have been my favorite record of the year. And this 10 Years record, same concept. Didn't quite make it as high, but it was still fantastic. Like I said, this song is called The Shift on WELT. And that was Marigold by Periphery. Turn up again, WELT. This last little corner of music, it's all done by you.
Yeah, I picked.
And you seem to have been in a mood.
Yeah, I was in a prog mood.
Clearly,
leave me alone.
It's fine.
We probably the gold standard of prog.
Yeah,
coming up
for sure.
Because we are at the end of the hour.
We are at the end of the hour. You know what else we're at the end of? The show.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
So close. You're getting there. I'm teaching
getting
you.
There.
You're learning. You're learning.
But yeah, I contributed these three songs.
You did, and I appreciate it, because as much as I love putting this set together, I'm also lazy, and I do a lot more creative things than I did the last go-around that we have of this show. And so sometimes I just get bogged down mentally, and I'm just like, you know what? All right, I've done enough creative things. I stream on Twitch every Monday through Friday from 4 to around 7 at night. So, you know, depends on the house that we're building. For example, I decided it was a good idea to, you know, build this really pretty house. Well, this really pretty house turned out to be way bigger than I thought. And furnishing really big houses is not my forte. All of this is in The Sims, by the way. I'm not, you know, some master carpenter or contractor or whatever you want to, you know, all the people that go into building a house. I would like to, though. This is definitely something that I'm interested in.
We'll have to move first.
We'll have to move. Yeah, I have to go back to school for that, and that's not exciting, but also exciting. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like,
but anyway,
moral of the story is I appreciate the help. And if you have song suggestions, especially if you are in a local band and you have recorded music, if you have it on Apple Music, just send us the name. I will find it. If you don't, but you want your song played on the show, by all means, hit us up in our email. Turn it up, WELT@gmail.com. And we'll get you played. We have a local spotlight if you're listening to us out of the Fort Wayne region, because somehow, and you are also in a band, let us know. I know a lot of bands. There's a band called Rising the Tide that I'm friends with the singer for. He is working on music. He should have his album out. He's planning on having it out around November. Hopefully that works out, because we planned on having our album out probably a summer before we ended up getting our record out. And even then, it ended up being the fall that we got our record out.
Yeah. And also, so. Yes, we try to keep our local spotlight within a 2-hour radius.
Yes.
But if for whatever reason you're outside of that radius, still get with us.
Yes,
we'll still
absolutely.
Play you.
Yeah.
We play our friends in Fire Sky.
Fire
They're
Sky.
They're from Essex, UK.
Yep. Our friends in Crashing Atlas, we've been heavily spinning their new single Graveyard. We didn't get to it today, which I actually find funny because they kept meaning to, but we've been playing it a lot the last couple weeks. Our friends and Alike Divided, we've been playing their song a lot. We have some friends in a band called Promotive that we'll start playing here soon, hopefully, if I remember. Friends in a band called Asylus. We have friends in a band from Texas. We have friends in bands from Utah, I think. Like, just send us your stuff.
Send
like,
us
we want
to
know. Anyway, that is it for the hour, as you said earlier. Any last words?
Off of their album Systematic Chaos, this is Dream Theater with Constant Motion on 95.7
Dream Theater.